From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Water levels are lower than usual in the Upper Great Lakes, which is bad news for the shippers who rely on those waterways. When water levels decline, ships can't be weighed down to maximum capacity. Instead, the shippers light load, which keeps the vessels from riding down too low, but means valuable cargo space is wasted. The Associated Press reports Lake Superior is down a foot from long-term averages, and Lake Michigan is down 15 inches. However, weather forecasts look promising. The Army Corps of Engineers says water levels on Lakes Michigan and Superior should rise 3 to 4 inches in coming weeks. Lodging tax revenues for April were up from the same month last year countywide, according to the latest report from the Cook County Auditor-Treasurer's Office. Lutzen-Tofte revenues for the year-to-date are up 12.4% over 2010 at this time. Grand Marais year-to-date revenues are up 5.8%, and the Gunflint Trail revenues for the year are up 12.2%. Overall, lodging tax revenues countywide are up 11.6% for the year-to-date. The auditor's office emphasizes that not all businesses report taxes at the same time each year, and revenues are an apples-to-apples comparison. That means only businesses which reported lodging tax revenues both in April of this year and last year are included in the monthly accounting. During the last week of the month, we speak with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. This week, he talked about conceal and carry permits, increased visitor traffic, graduation, and bike races and rodeos. I noticed in the sheriff's report that I get every week, there's a lot of conceal and carry permits issued. Now, I think I probably know why, but tell us.
Well, normally, whenever there's a class put on, we get the get quite an influx of permit applications. So that's just what happened. I believe there was a couple of classes that have gone on here in the last month or so. So just get a big influx of applications, and it's just nothing unusual. So
these are people that have had to take regular handgun training?
Have taken the course, have done the 4 hours of in-classroom, and then the 4 hours out in the field training with the weapon, and then they get a certificate, and then they do an application with us. It's a $100 fee, and then there's a background check done, both a criminal and also a background through the State Health and Human Services. And if they pass that, then we do check our local records also, and then they get a permit, and that's good for 5 years.
We're coming into the visitor season. Is there anything that we should be looking out for?
Well, certainly, you know, we got an influx of visitors to the community and to the county, and we'll certainly be going on for the next few months, weather permitting. But especially in town, pedestrian traffic is certainly going to increase, and just to make sure that we as drivers are all aware of the crosswalks and people crossing at the crosswalks, just to be a little bit more vigilant and just be a lot more traffic. And, just a lot more people on bicycles and motorcycles and, of the like. And just a reminder, we just got to be a little more vigilant with all that extra kind of traffic in the community.
What else is going on now? We had a pretty uneventful prom. What about graduation?
Well, we certainly did, and the prom went very well this year, and it's something we always, don't sleep very well that night. You're just kind of waiting, and we've been very fortunate, and now with graduation, there'll be a lot of graduation parties, and congratulations to all the seniors that are graduating this year, and they certainly have earned it, and wishing the best of luck, and just everybody to be careful during the graduation season and make some good decisions and, just have a good, fun weekend. So that's a certain something coming up this weekend, actually on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Anything else going on in the county that we should know about?
Well, we've got June 11th is going to be kind of a busy day for us. We've got the bike race down in Lutzen, so we'll be tied up with that, assisting with traffic control. That's Saturday morning, June 11th. I think it starts at 7 or 7:30. State Patrol will also be assisting, and be mainly in the West End, going up to Caribou, some of the Bali Creek area, the Sawbill Trail over in that area. And also there'll be a lot of bike traffic over that way on Saturday, June 11th. And there's a 39-mile race, and there's also a 100-mile race. So that'll be going on pretty much all day. So that's just for people who are down in that area to be aware of that. And there'll be some traffic stoppage on the Caribou Trail on Saturday. I think traffic will be allowed to come down southbound, but the northbound will be blocked, and it'll be kind of a moving roadblock. As the bikers move up, they'll be moving that roadblock and opening up the Caribou Trail. So it'll be for probably 2 or 3 hours. Traffic on the Caribou will be pretty kind of really slow, just people to be aware of it. And then Saturday also we have a bike rodeo up in Grand Portage that we usually assist with also, like they had the bike rodeo here in town. They do one in Portage, so we'll be busy up there also. So that's just some events coming up that we'll be pretty busy with, so coming up.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.